Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jonathan Cohen, who is the COO with Stanton Carpet. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, good, good. Good to talk to you. You guys are in the news, and I want to talk to you about that. But before we do that, why don't you tell our listeners just real quickly who Stanton Carpet is?
Sure. Stanton Carpet was actually founded in 1980, started by my father. So it's a family-run business, and it has been since the beginning. And basically, Stanton is a supplier in the middle to higher end of the market with mostly pattern carpets and more decorative type carpets. But we do it in a lot of different categories, in woven carpeting and flat woven carpeting, also in tufted wool, as well as wool wiltons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so products are distributed through mostly company sales force throughout the United States and Canada. We're based out of Calhoun, Georgia, our distribution center, and we have a small headquarters up here in Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. So if you see our products, we're definitely compete in that mid to higher end of the market. We design everything typically ourselves. We have a design team here out of New York office, and most of our products are made with manufacturing partners overseas. And we stock everything at our facility in Georgia.
Okay. And I notice you're at Surfaces every year. I know you're right up front at Surfaces. And I noticed last year one of the very striking assortments that you were introducing was a sisal look. And has that gone well for you this year?
It has. Thanks for remembering. We introduced for the first time last year 50 SKUs in real sisal and seagrass of, you know, different weaves. And that is going well for us. We've been fortunate enough to, you know, place a nice amount of displays and get some pretty good penetration in the marketplace, and that is going pretty well for us. That's a category that we hadn't had before, although we had that look in different constructions. So we never actually had the real sisal and seagrass, so that is going pretty well. Thank you.
Okay. And while you started as a family company, you've actually, through your growth, you've actually brought in a private equity investor, is that right?
That's absolutely correct. In August of 2006, we partnered up with Lynn Salata Capital Partners out of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the business is majority owned by Lynn Salata, although my dad and myself still retain ownership part of the business. It's run exactly as it was before with the same exact team. So it's been a great partnership, and they're great folks to work with.
Yeah, that just gives you the kind of the financial power that you need to be as big as you need to be. Because, like you say, I think you sell to over 5,000 retail partners, right?
We do. We have thousands of customers, but, you know, like any other business, you know, 20% of that really driving the whole business.
Right.
And, no, Lynn Salata has been great, and, you know, we have to give some credit to them for enabling us to do the few acquisitions that we've done in the past couple of years.
Yeah. All right. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you is that we did run a story earlier this week on the fact that you've taken the flooring distribution business, actually purchased it, I guess, from Schumacher & Company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We came to an agreement with S. Schumacher & Company to acquire their carpet wholesale dealer distribution business. And what that is you know, Schumacher is a higher-end textile company. Their big part of their business is in fabrics. So while, it, you know, this division may not be well-known in the marketplace, it's definitely well-known among the higher-end dealers in the marketplace. So they have about 260 SKUs of carpet and borders that are very high style, beautiful colorations, and just has, over the years, has built up kind of a signature look. They have a fantastic carpet design team that's been doing it for Schumacher for years. And, you know, the attraction for us was that real different kind of look, very different look than Stanton products that are in the same construction and, you know, feeding into the very high-end channel almost exclusively. So it was an attraction for us to be able to get a very different signature, if you will, and we have signed a longer-term agreement with the carpet design team of Schumacher to design products for the product line, which will be fully marketed under the Rose Corps brand.
Okay, so they already have a strong brand, and most of these products, they're Wilton-based or...
Yes, most the vast majority of the products are woven with, you know, mostly wire Wilton type products. Exactly.
And geographically, this is a national distribution?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's national distribution as well as some in Canada. Okay. So the product is out there. Again, but by the nature of the product, it's not everywhere. It's definitely for those folks that that can sell that type of product. So it's definitely more limited.
So prior to you buying these rights to distribute the Rose Corps brand, what has been your relationship up to this point? They've been a distributor for you in the flooring business?
Our relationship, I guess, has been more one of supplier-customer.
Okay.
You know, we've been a, you know, they've been a customer of Stanton's for many years, a very good customer, because they can, you know, they compete in the higher end in their trade showroom, so they've always been a good fit to sell the Stanton product line. So we've had a very good relationship with the company over the years.
Okay,
so supplier.
From a hierarchy of pricing, Rose Corps is a higher-end brand than the Stanton brand.
Yes, exactly, and I think that was part of the fit for us, was that the Schumacher products and the Rose Corps products are definitely on the higher end as far as styling, and definitely on the higher end as far as price points. Definitely more expensive products than Stanton, and you know, a different look than Stanton, but ultimately giving it a nice compliment to Stanton. Now via the Rose Corps brand.
Now, when you come to Surfaces next year, will you have a separate section that's dedicated to Rose Corps?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We've, of course, been working on this for some time. So in anticipation of needing some additional space at Surfaces, we took more space than we did last year.
Okay.
So we have the exact size of it is undetermined, but we do have a nice area within our booth that will be dedicated specifically to Rose Corps. And it'll be separated to a degree as well. It is represented by a completely separate sales force of independent sales agents.
Right. Okay. All right, great. Well, before we end, let me just ask you, we all together here in this economic recession, how are you seeing business right now?
You know, we business in the first quarter continued to be challenging. But since then, we've seen a stabilization of business, and we feel better about business. We know things are still fragile out there in the overall environment.
Right.
So, you know, we remain cautious, but and try to be very smart about, you know, investments and what we do. Mm-hmm. So we think the Schumacher Rose Corps deal was apropos to that. So
okay.
We feel pretty good going forward, I have to say.
Good. You're probably like me. We'd like to see a little bit warmer recovery, but at least just moving in the right direction, right?
For us, it's definitely moving in the right direction, and I think, you know, we're trying very hard to take that momentum and smartly utilize our resources to, you know, continue to build on that.
Okay.
And so far, so good.
Okay, great. Well, Jonathan, it's great to talk to you. We've been talking to Jonathan Cohen, who's COO with Stanton Carpet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.